Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
On the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Wednesday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I am your host, retired fire rescue Captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as we broadcast from my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida flagship stations, AM 860 and AM 930, The Answer, to great radio stations all across America and around the world, too, via the Internet and a satellite. Now, a special shout-out, as always, goes out to our active duty military, our veterans, our EMS and firefighters, our police, our hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol, our security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those keeping us free and safe. Now, to everybody that's working on the Third Watch right now, thanks for keeping America rolling along, especially our over-the-road tractor-trailer drivers, semi-drivers, coast-to-coast, border-to-border, the men and women out there. And let's not forget the FedEx and the UPS and the mail haulers out there getting the job done, too, at night. And the suicide jockeys, of course, hauling gasoline, diesel, as well as jet fuel, wherever it happens to be going. Now, don't forget that you can follow us on Facebook. That would be the official Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. It's called the official Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. And while you're over there, you can also find us on MeWe. You can find us on Parler. And you can also find us over on Gab and Getter and Twitter and the Captain's America over there, too. Also on Instagram. So there you go. Now, I see Kyle just called me back. I didn't know he wasn't there. All right, well, let's go over here. Good morning, Kyle Warren. Are you there?
I am here, Captain.
What happened?
It was a technical malfunction.
Well, get a bigger hammer. Gee whiz. I mean, that's easy to solve. All right, are you ready to say the pledge, my friend?
Absolutely.
Here we go. I pledge allegiance
to the flag
of the United States of America.
Of the United States of America.
And to the Republic for which it stands.
And to the Republic for which it stands.
One nation under God.
One nation under God.
Indivisible with liberty and justice for all.
Indivisible with liberty and justice for all.
And we emphasize the two words under God because our great country was founded on Judeo-Christian values. Now, Kyle, big night last night in Florida, big night in New York, big night in Oklahoma. I'm going to start with something that most people probably won't even think of. But in New York City, Jerry Nadler, Mr. Highwater Pants, gets to serve some more time in Congress because he booted Carolyn Maloney out, who was running against him because they'd both lost their seats and been stuck in a district. Actually, it was Nadler's district to run against each other, and Nadler wound up winning.
He did, and he won handily in the redrawn district, which could, and I guess a reference back to the movie Highlander, there could be only one. I guess it's Jerry Nadler. But we can bring in another movie reference, Captain. It feels like Groundhog Day, doesn't it?
Yeah.
It feels like six more weeks of winter with Jerry Nadler.
Yeah. And those pants.
Yeah, no kidding.
Jeez. All right, well, I'm going to go to the phone line because we've got Mike, the wannabe, sort of wants to be, could be, might be, mayor of Clearwater. And I don't know if he was on the ballot last night or not, but we'll find out in a minute. Okay, Mr. Mike, what's on your mind?
How you doing, Captain? Kyle? You know, Kyle, me and a group of people at Mission Barbecue had a little bit of a discussion. Now, I'm kind of concerned about the use of these voting machines. Without going into the bull garbage that happened 2 years ago, how can the American people be assured that the election is fair and no funny business is going to happen? Because I got to tell you, Kyle, if they can do it once, they can do it again. And I know a lot of our states shored up their election laws to try and prevent this, but, you know, the left is not going to just sit and, you know, they're not honorable people, and I could easily see them, you know, trying to do their shenanigans. So what do you have to say, Kyle? Thank you so much.
Okay. You first.
Yeah. Well, you know, as the captain and I have been talking about for quite some time, you know, you've got a lot of changes and a lot of people knowing exactly how this was done. They know exactly what to look for, and they have been steadily, you know, making sure that they have the eyes on all of this for the upcoming elections. But I would also say this, and that is, depending on how the Democrats react to what may be an overwhelming vote against them, they will start questioning the legitimacy of the election. You watch.
Yeah, because if it doesn't go the way the Democrats think it's going to go because of what they think they may or may not have done, if they're screwing around with the machines and it didn't work because we counteracted it, you know, they're going to go, oh, there's something wrong with the machines. You watch and see.
Exactly right.
However, they're going to get beat at their own game, and I've been saying this for months. And I can't tell you how I know because I just can't do that, but I can tell you that they know the machines are not going to be an issue. They are not going to be an issue because yesterday in Florida during the primary, oh, there's a voting problem down in West Palm, and oh, there's this and oh, they're having this problem. No, they didn't. No, they didn't. It was fake freaking news trying to get something started that never happened.
Well, exactly right. And typically in elections, there's always some element of fraud. We were told that there wasn't any fraud in 2020, obviously, but the voting public is going to overwhelm any other fraud, in my opinion, because they are so geared up to go vote.
Well, yeah. And again, as I said, they are aware of what happened, the algorithms and all that stuff that were used. And they think they're going to slide more stuff through there this time. They're in store for a big-time surprise. Just sit back, relax, watch and see. Okay, folks, I'm coming back with more here on the Captain's America Third Watch. This is the Captain's America Third Watch on a Wednesday morning, and I'll be right back.
Hi, everybody. This is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
Americans have the most colorful language in the world, and that vibrant language is our basis for thinking in big ways, new ways, efficient ways, and better ways. Americans have freedom of speech. The pairing of our colorful language and freedom of speech has made us the people and the nation that we are today. Imagine what it would be like not having the freedom to speak our minds, communicate our thoughts and ideas, and hear those from others. Americans have a passion for and yearn for the truth. There are those who want to destroy our freedom and right to hear the truth. The truth is under attack. GCN is under attack. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to free speech. Would you like to join us? Please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. Please help us bring you the truth 24 hours per day. I'm Vincent Finelli.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Yeah, buddy, in this portion of the Captain's America Third Watch, brought to you by our friend Mike Lindell at MyPillow, MyPillow.com. Remember, MyPillow.com, they got all sorts of great things going on over there, and you can save a bunch of money by going into the radio listener specials page using the promo code Captain and just having a ball, you all, with your credit card and buying whatever you need to have, because it's on sale. It's on sale. You can save up to 66.6% off individual things in there. Or you can buy one, get one. There's a whole bunch of BOGOs in there. But what you got to do is you got to go over to MyPillow.com, go to the Radio Listener Specials page, and go in that page, use the promo code Captain to get in there. That's your exit entrance point, and have a great time. Now, you can also call them up at 800-641-5459. That's 800-641-5459. And when you do that, you, again, will use the promo code Captain, but that will also gain you access into the MyStore.com website, where you can go in there and take a look at all the great things they have there for your home and your bath and your den and your living room, all sorts of things there. You'll go over there and you'll see what I'm talking about. So, MyPillow.com, MyStore.com. Promo code is always going to be the word Captain, and you can call them up at direct 800-641-5459 to find out more. All right, let's see. We're going to go back over here to Kyle Warren. Hey, Kyle, we're going to have a new segment. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
He's back.
Save a horse right now, boy. Everybody says, save a horse right now, boy.
That is the Charlie Crist segment that we're going to have. We're going to use that part of the Big and Rich song, Save a Horse, Ride a Cowboy. But he's back, and he is going to solve all the world's problems, because gosh knows that Ron DeSantis caused all the problems in Florida, and it's so terrible in Florida, and he's got to rectify everything, because everything's broken. Well, apparently he hasn't looked around lately.
Well, no. In fact, this is a really curious message that Charlie Crist has.
He hasn't got a message.
Well, no. He's calling DeSantis, he's an abusive bully, he said. He's dangerous. He caters to extremists. And then also he said this too, Captain. He said that Governor DeSantis only cares about the White House. He doesn't care about your house.
Yeah.
So this is quite interesting to me, Captain, that, again, I think Floridians are very happy with Governor DeSantis. Charlie Crist has to say mm-hmm. something, but he doesn't really have a great message.
Let me tell you who cares about the White House and wants to be in it so bad he can taste it. That's Charlie Crist, because at one time he was the darling of the Democratic Party and working his way to the presidential scene at one time.
Well, precisely. That's exactly what I was thinking when I saw this quote. He also goes on to say, Captain, he says that he, DeSantis, doesn't promote freedom. He takes freedom away, is what he said. So, again, it's like they're just sort of coming up with the stuff to say to try to, I don't know, energize a base or do something, but it doesn't really bear out with what we've seen happening in Florida.
If you believe anything that Charlie Crist is trying to sell, then you might want to get on the next plane and fly to Havana, because that's where you belong.
Well, exactly. And, of course, Charlie Crist has his own set of issues and problems and perceptions and things like that. So it'll be interesting to see how this plays out. Who knows? Maybe it'll be a Nadler-like victory over Charlie Crist. in terms of that scale. Because, again, I can't imagine, Captain, that folks in Florida are going to say, yeah, we got this real bad problem with DeSantis, and we just got to put Charlie Crist in there because it'll make things so much better.
It is not going to happen, and if he thinks that he's got a winning campaign by trying to do something like that, he's out of his mind. It's not going to work.
Well, precisely right. But he did triumph, I guess, over Nikki Breed. Nikki Breed's out at this point, so yeah.
Well, I won't complain about that, because she was a little bit more melodramatic herself, but it is what it is. Now, we know, Kyle, that this fall's elections are going to be fought on six very big issues. We'll call them the three A's, and we'll call them the three E's. You ready?
Yep.
The three A's would be affordability. And that means inflation, the cost of groceries and gasoline. Now, it's not done going back up again, because we have a little reprieve going on here right now. And the big oil companies and whatnot have been talked into holding things back a little bit before they have to jack everything back up after the election, because that happens every election when they roll the prices back a little bit, then it goes right back up again.
Oh yeah, and I think Americans can expect that, because the same issues are going to be there, right after the elections in November that are here right now.
Well, if affordability is inflation, meaning the cost of groceries and gas, then the second one should be anxiety, because if you're worried about crime in your neighborhood, as many people are, and the Democrats are refusing to acknowledge that there's a crime problem out there being caused by these illegals that keep coming into the cities, they got nothing. So what are they doing? They're holding people up. They're stealing things from people. They're busting into houses, busting into businesses to get whatever it is they need. That's what's going on. And if you're worried about your future, you better be worried about the border.
Well, absolutely. The Democrats may try to pretend there's no crime issue, but they're literally creating the crime issue, Captain, not only with people coming across the border, but then how criminals are dealt with once they come across the border, or anybody who just happens to already be here. And they don't get any jail time, they get released with no bail, or they don't get prosecuted.
And then we have a lot of anger out there, a lot of anger about the indifference of the elites, especially the elitist media, the legacy media, ignoring those ordinary Americans who have made these campaign issues central, but are not covered by the legacy media because they don't want to tell you what's going on for real around the country, because, my God, you might figure out that, that it's the Democrats that caused it.
Well, precisely. You know, there's just no coincidence here, Captain. The day that Joe Biden comes into the White House, all of this starts cascading, you know, cascade failures at every turn of our economy, of our society, of our national security, of our world standing, you name it.
And then we have the three E's, and they are, of course, energy. That gas price, which right now has dropped around a lot of places around the country, and they got all excited the other day, Frenchie and whatnot got all excited, and Jennifer Grantham about, oh, well, it's down to just a little bit less than $4 a gallon. That's nothing compared to where it was to begin with, lady.
Well, precisely. Now, the gas price fluctuates for a couple of different reasons, one of them being there's a little bit of reduced demand because the price is so high to begin with now.
Nobody's going anywhere.
Well, that's true. Exactly. And that's because they have to make decisions about what they're going to buy at the grocery store, because it's not just the gallon of gas. It's the price of milk, or it's the price of other food that they buy for the family at the grocery store as a result of high energy prices. So it's a self-feeding problem.
And then there's something called the ESG, where the left is trying to take over corporate America and make them do an activist agenda at the expense of your retirement portfolios, because they want that money in those retirement plans for their plans.
Well, right. And obviously, the whole point of bringing American corporations into submission, for example, to the woke rules or the woke ideology, that's just another way of exerting power. But what happens is the products get diluted and corporate images get diluted, people stop buying them, and you've got more problems after that.
Yeah. Now, the other thing is, finally, the most important word of all, education. The out-of-control education establishment system, the teachers' unions, the school administrators, the superintendents who mask kids and close schools and have cost them an entire year.
Well, precisely. And we're still seeing the kids recovering, and they've had a major impact on their lives, on their mental well-being. The list goes on, Captain, and I don't think we've seen the full extent of it yet.
Well, stand by, folks, since we're coming right back with more here on the Captain's America Third Watch. It's a beautiful day in the neighborhood, and we're going to be back with a lot more. So we got stuff to talk about. We hope you're going to listen, because it's about to get really interesting. We've been operating on two burners. Now we're going to operate on all four.
Stay tuned. There's more of the Captain's America Third Watch coming up right after this short break. And if you'd like to join the conversation, call us now at 1-877-969-8600.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com, and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
USA Radio News.
More than two dozen Baltimore voters received their 2020 election ballots earlier this month after the U.S. Postal Service discovered a tray of undelivered mail 2 years too late. According to Just the News, the Baltimore City Board of Elections is working to figure out why the ballots were delivered late. President Biden won the heavily Democrat city by a landslide, about 8 votes to every 1 ballot cast for then-President Trump. Border Patrol agents in Arizona stopped what appeared to be a major move of illegal drugs over the weekend. They found more than 1.5 million fentanyl pills along with heroin and cocaine hidden in the floor of an 18-wheeler. And stocks turned in a lackluster performance on Tuesday as investors continued to ponder the future direction of interest rate increases. This is USA Radio News.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
This is Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, and you're tuned in to the fastest growing overnight radio program in America, The Captain's America. Third Watch, your host, Captain Matt Bruce. Call us at 1-877-969-8600 or send us a direct message. Go to thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. That's thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. Take it away, Captain.
That's exactly what we're going to do, is take it right away. Thank you very much, Kyle Warren. And by the way, this portion of the program brought to you by our friends of Relief Factor. Relief Factor is a product that I take religiously every day, and I have for the past 8 years. I take it with my breakfast in the morning, get things all started out, and I take it because it works. It works. So if you have pain, if you have maybe you've got muscle aches and pains, or you've got struggling with back, neck, shoulder, hip, or knee pain, and I had a fellow yesterday ask me for some to try a couple of Relief Factor packets. I went to look for them. I didn't have them because I come to find out I left them at the house. Jeez, I always carry a half a dozen packets or something like that with me. And of all things, of all times to leave them, I left them at the house. So well, that won't happen again, so sorry about that. But you got to try Relief Factor if you've got a bunch of pain and you're suffering. And here's why. It works, period. End of story. Go over to the website, relieffactor.com/captain, relieffactor.com/captain. One more time, relieffactor.com/captain. And while you're over there, take a look. Order it, and it's $19.95 for the 3-week quick start. It's the same price it's been for the last 8 years, and it's going to stay that way for a long time yet. So give it a shot. All natural, no narcotics, relieffactor.com/captain, $19.95. You'll be glad you did, because what is it we tell everybody, Kyle?
All you have to lose is pain.
Bingo. Bingo. Mission accomplished.
That's right.
All right, let me go back over here to where we were. Now, we've been doing a lot of chatting about the election, and we're going to get into more about that here again. But there's other stories going on. There is a warning in the Ukraine for an imminent attack by Russia against the Ukrainian area to the east of Kiev. And looks like a major offensive might be launched. And they're warning Americans to get out while they can. Don't know what's going to happen, but I would believe that whoever provided that information must know something pretty good. So if that is going to be what's going to happen, then I would not want to be there and have a bunch of missiles rain down on me, would you?
Well, no, of course not. And, you know, of course, Captain Vladimir Putin, I would think, is continuing to try to find some way to bring the war to a swift end from his perspective. Earlier in the last several weeks or so, we've been thinking that he would go, of course, more to the southern region, the Donbass region, and try to secure that area. But he obviously wants to try to knock out the government as quickly as he can.
Yeah, that's what he's trying to do, and I don't know how that's going to work out for him. I wish him luck, but the Ukrainian people are fighting, and sometimes determination prevails over not having all the right equipment to go after them with, so we'll see.
Well, exactly right, yes.
Now, back on August the 23rd, which was only just, what, yesterday? But a federal judge on August the 23rd ordered former President Donald Trump to provide more evidence in his bid to get back the material seized by the FBI. Now, Trump filed a motion on Monday asking the court to appoint an independent party to separate privileged items from the collection taken from Mar-a-Lago in order for the government to provide a more detailed inventory list and to have any items outside the scope of the search warrant returned.
Well, that's true. And, of course, Captain, at the very heart of the matter is when you have a raid that comes in with a warrant that's so overbroad on its face that you can't help but just vacuum up all these different things that might have nothing to do with the specific issue that caused the warrant to be issued in the first place. I think that that makes Americans very, very edgy, to put it mildly.
Well, the filing has raised concerns about Trump's constitutional rights being violated, and so said a special insider who knows about these sort of things. Now, the judge should be allowed to appoint a special overseer, if you will, to enable the government, ensure that the government did not receive privileged materials that they weren't supposed to get because of how the Department of Justice and FBI have treated Trump. And the department just can't be trusted right now to properly handle the items, the filing also says, and I happen to agree with that.
Well, absolutely, because this begins to show that they were looking for other things that they believe will help them in other matters that they want to bring against Donald Trump, whether they're in the right or in the wrong to do such a thing. But they find they're on a fishing expedition, basically. But it also, Captain, so important is the idea of attorney-client privilege and privileged information that that I can't even imagine that they would want to violate that, because if it were to be shown that they did, well, that would throw out anything later on, one would think, because you can't get a fair trial.
Now, we are starting to hear from sources inside Washington, D.C., that a question has been raised. Were the Spygate docs and Trump's RICO suit the real target of the FBI's raid?
This is quite an interesting notion, to be sure. And, of course, part of what President Trump is doing in his RICO lawsuit, he's bringing in, for example, Hillary Clinton, saying that, you know, she was helping to collude against him to bring out the Russiagate and this kind of thing. So
I'm so shocked.
Exactly. But this is where this is going right now, yeah.
Yeah, actually, I'm so not shocked. And good morning to John. good morning to George Godfather.
Hey, good morning, George.
Case chiming in to both of us here, so good morning to George. You know, a majority of Americans, some 53%, say they believe what's happening on the border is an invasion. And this is coming from NPR and an Ipsos poll that's out there. Now that we're nearing the midterms, Biden has finally made some sort of small moves on immigration in terms of finishing the small sections of the wall. Then he basically developed his own version of DACA, which is a deferred action for childhood arrivals, and released thousands of unaccompanied minors into the U.S. Meanwhile, the news media reports the success of the administration on the border crisis, which I fail to see. I don't know about you. Now, former ICE Director Tom Homan didn't mince his words and called those reports fake news and fake stories. He appeared on Fox and Friends yesterday with the numbers to prove it, and Homan exclaimed, I've got a few numbers here. Issues of detainers by ICE for criminals down 46%. Removing criminal aliens from the country down 48%. And the arrests of criminal aliens down 63%, which means they're letting them in the country.
Well, of course. Of course it does, because that's the policy now. But I'm glad you mentioned, Captain, about the idea that since we're nearing the midterms, Biden is finally making some small moves on immigration. So that's what they want the perception to be. But it also is quite a tell. It's a tell in the sense that the administration knows full well what their policy truly is, what their agenda truly is, but they want to hoodwink or fool the American people that they're making a little bit of progress here, so, oh, maybe Biden isn't that bad, and we'll just vote the Democrats back in. That's what they're counting on people to do.
Yeah. By the way, yeah. Donald Trump slammed Mitch McConnell yesterday for opposing his endorsements.
Well, sure. There's no love lost between those two, is there? But Trump's endorsements actually have been doing quite well of late. And I think that speaks to the idea of Trumpism. It speaks to the idea that you have certain policies and ways of approaching things that President Trump sort of pioneered, for lack of a better expression, in the sense that he wasn't a career politician. And that's what people want to return to, that style.
Now, I'm talking, folks, to Kyle Warren, the professor of politics. We talk to him six nights a week here on the program, and we talk to him during the first hour up until about quarter till, which is what we're closing in on right now. And then, of course, we have the Truckers Highway and Byway Report, which is where we're headed right now with the music coming up in my ear. So, Kyle, you hold that thought. Folks, we'll be right back with more. And we'll tell you all about the weather, help the truckers out there, and let you know what's going on around the countryside. So don't go anywhere. We will be right back with MOA on your radio and radio dial. Covered both bases.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
Hey trader, listen up. The markets have changed. Have you changed your trading strategies? Vantage Point can help you conquer volatility. Learn to trade with artificial intelligence. Text the word money to 813-813 and discover how to predict stock market trends 1 to 3 days in advance with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. No matter which way the market moves, Vantage Point's patented AI can give you a massive edge. Text money to 813-813 to get what you need to stay ahead of markets and find your best entries and exits. Text the word money to 813-813.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting, you agree to the terms available at VantagePointSoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and texts using automated technology about offers or info by or on behalf of VantagePoint. Your consent is not a condition to purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text money to 813-813.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hardworking people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now. For prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Hi, this is Donna Fiducia.
And I'm Don Newen with Cowboy Logic Radio. When we're traveling the highways across America, we want to hear the captain, Matt Bruce, and his Truckers Highway and Weather Report.
Always on top of things to help America's truckers roll. That's why we listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with retired Captain Matt Bruce live at 2 a.m. Eastern Time. Be safe and keep it between the lines.
standing in on shaky ground. Oh, ever since you put me down, Delbert McClinton there, Kyle.
I like that one very much.
Always one of the show favorites. And
yep.
People have asked me, you know, when I don't play that for a while, just like tonight, people say, hey, can you play that Delbert McClinton song that's got the beat to it? This is the one. That's the one.
Exactly.
Yeah. All right, well, let me just read this real quick and then give it to you. The interaction of a stationary front and tropical moisture will deliver another day of heavy rain and thunderstorms across the southern U.S. on Wednesday. Flooding will remain possible in the lower Mississippi Valley and central Gulf Coast states. Now, meanwhile, heat will hold across the Pacific Northwest on Wednesday and Thursday, with heat advisories in effect for parts of the great state of Washington. Take it away, Kyle.
Well, thank you, Captain. We're going to start tonight in southern Arizona, just south of Tucson. We continue to have a flood advisory in effect there, and this is going to be potentially small stream flooding that can be caused by excessive rainfall. And this is going to include the following counties in south central Arizona. That means Pima, Cochise, and Santa Cruz. So you want to be aware of that. This is down near I-10, of course. And taking a look here at the rain map, we actually do have some rain that's coming across I-10 right there at the border with New Mexico. As you head over to New Mexico towards Lordsburg, it's going to go all the way south on the Arizona side down to the border with Mexico and continue on a little bit further into Mexico. We've also got, as you mentioned, the heat. This is going to be up in northern Washington. We've got a heat advisory from Seattle, just a little south of Seattle, down the Interstate 5 up to the border with Canada, where it actually turns into a heat warning. So be aware of that, because just because the lines on the map, the heat might come a little bit on the Washington side as well. So be aware of that. We've also got an aerial flood watch. This is going to be in northeastern corner of Washington and just the northern part of Idaho. So you want to be aware of that coming across I-90 there. Also going back towards the American Southwest, flash flood warning. This is going to be, you come across, I believe it's I-10, as you head towards the border with California. And so right now, in terms of the rain as well, we've got rain in the Parker, Arizona area, and it looks like it might be just a little bit south of Lake Havasu City. So be careful out there.
Okay, we got a couple of things going on here. North Dakota and Nebraska, and actually if you count Minnesota, three, so I'll go to those right away. In the central part of North Dakota, just north of I-94 and just north of Bismarck, we have got a major thunderstorm coming through there, a group of rain, and it's not only got some gusty winds in it, but it also appears to have some flooding in there, so you could have some flash flooding, so be advised of that. Just a small area, maybe about 20 miles around, and it happens to be there right now. Now, moving on down to the Nebraska-South Dakota line in the southwestern corner of South Dakota, the northwestern corner of Nebraska, you've got an area there where, again, you have a thunderstorm coming through there, dumping a bunch of rain. That one little area right there, right on the line. So be advised of that. Okay, Minnesota, you have an active area west of Duluth, north of the Twin Cities, where you've got flooding going on right now in Minnesota, an active area where there is actually a flood warning up there, so be advised of that. Now we'll come back down to, the southeastern corner of Arkansas, most of Louisiana from about the central part of Louisiana, straight north. Same thing for Mississippi, straight north. And a section of Texas just north of Houston, up towards Nacogdoches, and then it comes over across into the Louisiana and the Mississippi area where you've got rain. You've got a lot of flooding tonight up on I-20 in the northeastern corner of Louisiana, as well as the western part of Mississippi. A lot of flooding there tonight, so be careful. You get off on a side road somewhere, get off on one of those lower exits, you might drive right into a bunch of water, so be careful. And then down along the Gulf, right there on the Alabama-Mississippi line, we appear to have what looks like a severe thunderstorm and some wind and some rain that's moving across from west to east right now. So keep your eyes on that. You'll see it coming, obviously, at night, a bunch of lightning and whatnot in the mix. And then that's pretty much what it looks like we've got in terms of the foul weather, bad weather tonight. But you got to be on your A game because these storms are popping up. Now, I no sooner said that, I'm down in southeastern Texas, Kyle, almost all the way down to the bottom, Brownsville. You've got a flood warning there inland and to the north of Brownsville, and you've got an area of what looks like rain again coming across down there, which is going to add to the mix.
Well, exactly, and it can come up pretty quickly.
Yeah, and that's what this is looking like, that you might want to keep your eyes on the prize and be ready to get out of a low area if you're in one. So there you go. All right, Kyle, well, the Pilot and Fly J are famous for what?
Well, Captain, the Pilot and Flying J, they're the largest operator of travel centers in the U.S., and they are ready for you to pull in, get some great supplies, get some great food, and, of course, fuel up. And now between now and October 31st, you can save 10 cents a gallon on gasoline simply by becoming a member of the My Rewards program there. Now, there's a couple different great ways you can do it. Super easy. You can pull into a Pilot or Flying J and get a rewards card there, or you can go online, go to pilotflyingj.com, and you can actually sign up virtually. Either way, it's a great way to start saving 10 cents a gallon now through October 31st. Simply go to pilotflyingj.com. That's pilotflyingj.com. You'll also get other great offers. You'll get points on everything else that you buy there at the Pilots and Flying J's. And so you want to sign up today for sure. That's pilotflyingj.com.
Did you go buy one in your travels?
I did not, no, because I was flying.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Well, if you go buy one in your travels, make sure you stop.
I sure will. Well, and there's, you know, in fact, there's a great Flying J, I believe, over in Barstow. They're off the 15
freeway. Oh, yeah.
We often go by. Exactly.
Yep, where 40 comes in.
Yep.
All right, I hear the music, so that means we're going to take a break, and we'll be back with more on the Captain's America Third Watch and Kyle Warren, too. Don't go anywhere. We will be coming right back with more. It is a great day in the neighborhood, and we are locked and loaded and ready for it. I'll be right back. Don't go nowhere. I shall return.
Kyle Warren, stay tuned for another great hour of the Captain's America Third Watch coming up right after your top of the hour news. And don't forget, you can call us at 1-877-969-8600.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau d'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.